Good evening. Can you hear me? Good? Good, good. Go ahead and turn to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. The title of tonight's lesson is You Are the Christian. You are the Christian. Before we begin, I would like to say thank you once again for y'all's invitation, inviting me back here. Again, I'm a regular here, and I haven't gotten all your names down, but I've gotten all of your faces down, and y'all look just about the same. So thank you for inviting me here. It's very good to be here. I'm very thankful and just blessed to be here in your presence and thankful to share the Word of God with you this evening. I've got a question for you. Have you counted the cost? Sure, that's a question you hear a lot often, especially when you're thinking about being a Christian and following after God, but it's always a question I feel like that needs to be at the forefront of our minds. Have you counted the cost? Are you reminded often about the cost it takes to follow after Christ, to be known and to be seen as His disciple? And I mean, genuinely speaking, right? We're not talking off the cuff. We're not talking just through feelings or things like a Christian. Have you counted that cost? You can really think about recently how everyone and their mama's really been having to count the cost of the things they purchase. Okay? Have you been to Walmart recently? You've been to Aldi's recently? Have you been to Publix? Okay? Every time I get done and I'm looking at that receipt, I'm like, I didn't really count the cost of how much all my groceries were going to be here. I'm like, why is this in the triple digits? I only got like five things. What's going on here, right? Maybe the government's been counting the cost for us, but I haven't been counting that cost at all. Maybe I really need to start paying more attention to that. But it's really the same idea. You know, when you get done from the store, you've gotten everything you think you need. Sometimes you'll get some things you know you don't really need, but just things you want. And then you go through and you're looking at that receipt and you're like, hey, let's take off the cheese. We can take off the soda. Okay, take off the chocolate cake. I don't know about you, but I mean, if I've got chocolate cake on that receipt, it might have to stay there. You see what I'm saying? I'm ready to count that cost. I'm ready to count how many calories it's going to be as well. But when it comes to following Christ, when it comes to being a Christian, we have to count the cost. Not just every time we feel like shopping, but every day, all throughout the day. Are you counting the cost? Are you reminding yourself, this is what it takes to follow after Christ? This is what it means to be a Christian. I'll admit a lot of times I'm not always thinking about that, and I don't always want to think about that, but I know I have to. I know that's who I am. I know that's what God has called me to be, and I know the calling that He has set out for me. Do you know your call? Do you remember what God has made you to be in Christ? Are you counting that cost every day? We're going to read just a little bit about how when we become disciples, we really have to have that cost in our hearts, cost in our minds. Luke chapter 14, we're going to pick up in verse 27. Jesus speaking here, He says, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Stop there. We're already talking some pretty heavy cost here. Excuse me, Jesus, what did you say? Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. That's a heavy cost to become a disciple. Back in Jesus' day, you would always have these various leaders and teachers and rabbis who would so openly and so readily take on as many disciples as they would want. Not just anyone, of course. They had their own standards and the statutes that they had to follow, but none of them, mind you, would have the same kind of cost that Jesus has here, for He says something like, you need to bear your cross and come after me. Dad, are you ready to die immediately? He's already asking you, are you ready to die when it comes to following after me? And if there's no gray area here, it's pretty black and white with Jesus. He says, listen, if you're not ready saying everything at this point. The next thing that comes to his mind, he's just going to say it. It doesn't even matter. I'm like, what's happening here? What's going on? He also claims to be a Christian. I'm like, what's going on here, man? What's happening? You good? Gets done saying that, ignores me for the rest of the day. But because I know who he is, because we've been working together for about a year, I'm like, I know he feels bad. He shouldn't have said that. He shouldn't have done anything. And he's done that before. There's been some other times where he just negatively assumed I've said something, I've done something, entered into somebody else's conversation, and made a big deal out of nothing. This is nothing to me. But I remember going home that evening and thinking, man, what's wrong with this guy? You know? Now I got to go to work the next day, and it's going to be awkward. Right? Like, oh, man, I got to see this guy. There's only five of us working back there. I'm like, oh, man, like, half of your workforce is like, you know, acting weird towards you. What now? Remember thinking, oh, man, I got to go to work and deal with this guy. I don't want to deal with this guy, man. Why do I got to be the one to deal with this guy? And then I started thinking, you know what? Let me forgive, man. Let me try to forgive. But then, when I started to think about that, there were some other times that came up to my mind. When he got on my nerves, he was saying some things. And then there were some other times when somebody else got on my nerves, and they were saying some things. And they didn't fix it. They didn't reconcile. They didn't apologize. I'm like, why did this guy apologize? I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to wait a while. I waited 2 weeks, awkward at work every single day. And I'm like, do I want to endure this anymore? He didn't apologize. He didn't say anything. He didn't bring it back up. And in fact, he started to act like he never had. That's the worst. I hate that. Don't you hate that? When somebody just sort of acts like the hurt never happened, that whole little situation didn't happen. Ooh, I hate that. He didn't say anything. He didn't want to say anything. He was too embarrassed to do anything about it. I go home again. I'm just thinking, man, why do I have to forget it? Why do I have to let it go? Why do I have to fix it? Why me? Why me? Because you're a Christian. That's why. Because you are the Christian. That means you go for reconciliation every time. That means you go for peace every time. That means you go for forgiveness every time. Which time? Every time. How many? Every single time. You're consistent. You're the Christian. Shook it off. I had to remind myself of that. I went back into it. Next day. Told him this story about me and my brother. Got down to the